Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
I got sent a video from the nieces. They'll love it that they're in the podcast again. Although the youngest niece said podcasts are boring.
Yes. Because there's no video.
There's no video. I want to see what's happening. So maybe we'll do a video soon.
Yes.
You've inspired us. And the girls, as young as they are, have already noticed pocket inequality.
Yes.
In fact, I believe this is, I quote, "Even in my jeans, I have back pockets and I want front pockets because I need easy accessibility."
Yes. I love the easy accessibility.
She's got shit to do, man.
Right.
She can't race around to her ass.
To carry. And yeah, no time to waste on getting it out of her pocket. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So we knew that any discussion of clothing would basically boil down to a few things. So we thought, let's just get the pocket thing out of the way right
away. Always pockets.
Yes. In fact, I even read an article at one point about, like, the sociological history of pockets. Mm-hmm. I will send it to you. If we find a link, we'll put a link on here somewhere.
Yeah.
You had one of your friends, Roger?
No. So this was Andy.
Oh, Andy. Yeah.
So we were talking about women's pockets, like in jeans especially. And I said, you know, I hate them because they're just not big enough to carry anything in. Like, literally nothing. Except maybe some cash.
A lipstick.
Right, my little lipstick pocket. And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I gave him a pair of my jeans. And I was like, stick your hand in the front pocket. And he jams his hand in the pocket. He's like, oh, my God. He's like, I almost, jammed my fingers because I thought it was going to be deeper. And I was like, now you understand our dilemma all the time.
And sometimes this is a reason for bad fashion because I always say, like, a woman will buy a dress if it looks like somebody took a shit on it and puked if it has pockets.
Yes. So when I was graduating from my master's program, that was one of my things, was I wanted to get a dress that had pockets in it to wear under my gown so that I could carry my phone with me if I wanted to take pictures and things like that. Mm-hmm. I walked all around the store looking for a dress with pockets. I found one that was hideous, and I was like, well, it's the only one I found. And then, lo and behold, I turned the corner, and there was another rack, and there was a much cuter dress. Mm-hmm. And so it was saved. But a lot of times, I mean, they're not necessarily the most flattering or the best color for you.
You'll wear something that's the wrong size.
Yeah, it has pockets, and that's what I need in my life.
That is all I need.
I want to take everything in my wardrobe that doesn't have pockets to a tailor and just be like, pockets! And that's it. Just leave. Like, give
Taylor
me pockets.
If you know of a good tailor, please tell me in Tulsa because I need a good tailor. This is something we should all have.
Yes.
Partially because of the idea of gender-neutral clothing.
Yes.
Like, there's the ultimate gender-neutral clothing, jeans, right? Yeah, which we've already discussed is not because of pockets. Because I like wearing dudes' jeans except for it pooches out, like, you get, like, a potato in your crotch or something.
Right.
But just for the pocket thing. Also because I have teeny tiny hips. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no difference between my hips and my waist. So boyfriend cut jeans or whatever they're called now, those fit me a lot better. But then there's the other thing that is supposedly unisex that I say no, it is not.
I know what it is.
T-shirts.
Yep.
Oh, it's a unisex shirt. You know who says that? Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Because the second you say, no, I want a V-neck shirt, they're like, oh, that is V-neck. Oh, that's I don't like crew neck t-shirts. They make me look like I have a turkey neck.
Mm.
And they're not flattering on a lot of people in general.
Mm-hmm. I wear a lot, but I also consider myself now, I guess, to be demigender, where I do wear a lot of masculine clothing.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck is demigender?
Okay.
We said when we come across terminology, we need to start defining.
So for a long time, I thought I was, you know, I would consider myself to be genderqueer because I wasn't really feminine. I was a lot more masculine. And so that's what I considered myself. So a friend of mine was telling me the other day about, like, the new term is demigender. And there's, like, demi-boy, demi-girl, and it doesn't matter what birth, what sex you were assigned at birth, you are occasionally feminine or occasionally masculine, but not always. And it's kind of, it's a form of, like, non-binary in a way, so.
This is all really confusing for me. You know what, I'm, like, a girly tomboy, I guess. I go with the old school terms of, like, tomboy.
So the same friend actually was talking about, you know, because I mentioned something about I really like guys' clothes, but they don't, they're not made for a female's body.
Yeah. The form is incorrect.
Right.
But the construction on them is really good, and a lot of times the design on them is really good because it's made to last, because guys hate shopping for clothes. Right. Let's just stereotype here, and I'm going to roll with it.
Yeah. So I have some flannels that my partner got me for Christmas that I love, but they're men's flannels, and my hips are a little too wide for them. So essentially, I have to unbutton the bottom button all the time because it just wouldn't fit. But I want it to kind of fit everywhere else, and so...
So hence the need for a good tailor, so you can get some darts in them and just buy a little bit looser flannel.
Right.
Yeah, because the boobs thing, too, and all that. I totally get it.
Yeah.
Especially in shirts, having broader shoulders like I do, a lot of times I will head to the men's section and get, like, a men's V-neck shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it dips low enough in the front so that, you know, it's more, I like a scoop neck, I like a boat neck, I like, you know, slouches and things like cowly kind of things and V-necks that I'm fine with exposing a little bit of chest. But yeah, the overall shape on the form can leave you feeling a little bit schlubby sometimes. And then I think if they put pockets and skirts and things, then they would be a lot more acceptable socially for whoever to wear.
And I always say that, you know, when I do dress feminine, that's my air quotes that you can't see. I wear dresses a lot, like in the summer, because
They're cooler.
They're cooler and they're easy. It is one article of clothing.
It's like walking out of the house in pajamas.
Right. There's no putting together an outfit. Like, it's one piece of clothing that stands on its own. And so it's really easy. And I always say, you know, if men wearing dresses was more socially acceptable, men would wear them all the time because they're just fucking easy.
I know. Anytime I put a guy in a skirt, like, once they put on a kilt, like, it's over. They're going, yes, I love these. They're fabulous.
Right.
And I love wearing skirts and dresses, and I like the short ones and the circle ones because I'm not super polite in the ways that I sit and everything, which is the reason I wear boy shorts because, you're going to see my tiny pants. I apologize now. And you might see
we talk about the man spreading. Yeah. It's like,
I am a total man spreader.
Me too.
And you'll also see my bra at some point. And as I say, if you have not seen a bra by now, it's probably time because
I saw yours earlier.
I know, because we were talking about strapless bras and halters and stuff. And, like, I have some boobage.
I don't have as much.
And you still have the same problem.
I do. So I hate the strapless thing. I really, really do.
Who thought of that?
Yeah, because women, the way that we're built, regardless of what your breast size is, we still have breast tissue that sits right where, like, a strapless anything, dress, top, whatever.
It's going to give you chunky armpits.
Right.
Let's just say
and then
that.
It just gives you those little flaps that plop over. And it's, I don't care how small you are, you still get that, like, dimpling of the skin there.
Right. So I'm down with, like, when they came out with, like, the breast pedals and stuff for everything. Just so you don't nip out everywhere you go. But I know that at your house, it's pretty much bra 30 all the time.
Oh, God. The second I'm in the door, like, the shirt doesn't come off, but the bra does, like, immediately. I feel constricted. I hate it. And I definitely don't do, like, the underwire thing at all.
Oh, my gosh. Hanes make really good wire-free bras.
I love them.
I can even wear them without, like, sliding out the bottom of them.
Right.
Because they make wire-free bras for girls with some boobage, but then you just always feel like you're kind of like, hello, like it's trying to escape and liberate me out the bottom. And then if you wear it too tight, it's like, liberate me. And then you have, like, suddenly you have armpit boobs once again. Everything I eat goes straight to my armpits, people. people, you know, women complain about, oh, it goes straight to my ass or something. Apparently, I gain weight in my armpits first before anything else.
Interesting.
Which is another reason for me never to go strapless. Yeah, I'll be naked before I'm strapless.
I like, yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, I can't say that because I do have one dress that I wear in the summer that's like a really, it's a maxi dress that is strapless. And when I bought it online and I was like, I don't know about this, but I like the colors. I'm going to try it because everybody was into the maxi dresses at that point. And I was like, okay.
They're too long for me. I have stubby legs.
See, and I felt like I was too short to pull it off. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to get one. I'm going to try it because it's really super cute. And because I am girly sometimes. And I got it and I really love it. But again, can't wear a bra with it.
So we want dresses with pockets that you can also wear a bra. Yes. Okay. So yeah. Like, and we talk about even halters, which is sort of in between, because you can do a halter bra or something. Even that, I'll just like wear a normal bra. I don't even care. because like I said, it's a bra strap. Really, right. Like, ooh, scandal. What if you can see that I'm wearing a foundation garment? Holy crap. What will we do? How will we live?
Oh, no. But yeah, with me and like the men's clothing, I notice, especially like more like, I guess, business wear or whatever, when I buy women's button down tops and I tuck them in, they're not long enough. They pop out on the sides because they're just not long enough.
Even if they make a little bit longer tail on the back where the sides, like, they come up. They do that. And so, yeah, again, this is, I guess we're going to come back to find us a good tailor.
Yes.
We're looking for a good cheap tailor who can just like modify and take where we can go buy some neutral clothing and just fit it to our body a little bit, especially like you have those things. Like I have short legs. I have cuffs on all of my pants because of this, whether they're pinned, they're sewn, something, or if I've had to chop off the ends. And now I want another maxi dress.
I sold you on the maxi dress.
I know. I'm going to have to go chop off the end, but I don't care.
Right.
Because they are, it's really like wearing pajamas to leave the house.
Yeah. Yeah. And the one that I have that I really like is just a really nice cotton dress. And so it's just really.
And I can wear them in the winter with like long socks underneath and stuff. This is, winter clothing is so much better because you have jackets and things that have
pockets.
And you don't look like you have, like, tumors all over your body. Because in the summer, it's linens and cottons and very thin fabrics. And you put stuff in your pocket and it looks like you grew another body part on there.
Right. You're smuggling something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just have such better fashion options in the winter anyway. I like all my little scarves and hats and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm very big on the accessories of winter.
And layering, and it's more fun.
I have to say, I thought about this the other day when I was going through all of my, like, accessories of, like, hats and gloves and scarves and all of that. And I was like, in my will, like, I'm giving all of this to George.
All the accessories.
All the accessories.
We're going to wear all the accessories when we go out to eat next time. All of them at once.
Oh, God.
Every single one.
That would be overwhelming.
If we do it, we're going to take a picture and post it on our site of all the accessories.
Yeah. I don't think I can wear all, like, my gloves. I mean. Like,
where are we going to put them all? I don't know.
Yeah. Right. Stick them in pockets.
Stick them in our pockets because we like things with pockets.
Yes.
All right. So we're staying pocket sized again this week. I hope you enjoyed talking with Roderick last week. I know we did. We will be having some more guests soon. And what else? Time to eat.
Yeah.
All right. See ya.
Comments, questions, knock knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.